You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with Luxy, powered by Standard Bank Group. So around 2 weeks ago, at the start of April, we got confirmation from NERSA that the Eskom tariff hikes would come into effect from the 1st of April 2024. And those hikes were, I think at the time it was a 12.7% for the year. And this was on top of the 18.6% that we saw last year. And it's quite a significant amount of increase for the cost of electricity, especially if you think about how much of that electricity you're actually receiving. That being said, we've gone through some interesting times where the government has been very proud of not having load shedding. But this has had consumers having to make very different decisions about how they run their households and how they prepare their households. And I'm joined on the line by Mark Duplessis, who's executive head of the Luxy platform at Standard Bank, to just take a look at this. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for the time. Let's start with those tariff increases from Eskom. We have been seeing increases of late quite significantly, and Eskom themselves have said that they actually wanted a higher increase than the 12.7% that they were given. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we understand that there's a continued clawback of price increases that will continue from the utility. And if you look at it over a two-year period, we've seen around 33% compounded increases. So every year, electricity becomes more and more expensive. And we understand that this is a situation that is needed and that is required from a revenue perspective for the utility. So it's something that all of us have to deal with and have to work out, particularly from a residential perspective. How does that impact the home? What do I do with my budgets? Are there things that I can do to mitigate these increases?
Mark, how do households prepare for this? Because at the end of the day, there's no real protest that a household can put forward for the increase not to take place. And we're seeing that that is becoming more and more apparent when we look at these increases. How are households dealing with this from a financial point of view?
Yeah, so households are you know, we all have pretty finite budgets. Maybe if you're lucky, you might get an inflationary increase on your salaries, but it doesn't necessarily keep up with, you know, high interest rates, the food inflation, transport costs that keep on increasing. So the electricity hikes, of course, just add to that strain from a residential perspective. As an example, a home that's maybe spending around 2,000 Rand a month on electricity will be spending about 255 Rand more, or equivalent to around 2,800 Rand a year extra for the same amount of power that they were receiving previously. So it is getting difficult, but there are ways to mitigate and try to reduce that consumption.
Now, what's interesting is the amount of 2,000 Rand that you bring up, Mark, because in some cases, if we look at the shift that's been had towards alternative power sources and financing that comes from the likes of Standard Bank and the Luxy team where it relates to alternative energy sources, you can actually have a power unit financed for around the same amount as what you'd be paying for that electricity. And this would then obviously solve your load shedding problem and move you off to solar. Are we seeing that consumers now are starting to see that this is a far more rational thought process? Well, at least in my mind, it kind of makes sense. You're permanently off the grid and you're paying effectively a similar kind of cost to what you were incurring to be subject to load shedding.
Yeah, so it is going in that direction. It's almost gone full circle. Prior to the heavy load shedding that we received, you know, 18 months ago and the tough times, there was a lot of return on investment calculations going on in households and it didn't really add up. When the load shedding hit, it was, you know, really about inconvenience more than looking at return on investment. But as the tariffs increase and in loan products and innovation in lending, and certainly capital costs and equipment costs start to come down, you start to see that, for example, your loan repayments against the reduction of your electricity bill start to get much closer. They're not quite exactly matching up yet, but they're getting closer and closer every year, which then makes it a far more logical and rational decision to take.
I suppose where they are still, where there is still a bit of a mismatch, one could argue that the headache that you save from not having to worry about load shedding kind of makes up for the slight premium you may be paying for the alternative solar solution. Mark, let's look at the long-term benefits of this, because this it's one thing for us to analyze and do the return on investment numbers from a month-to-month basis or even for a 12-month basis, but in the long term, you're effectively off the grid, you've invested in your home, you've improved the value of your home. From a long-term perspective, this is beneficial, surely?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, these loans and the loan that we offer, the solar loan, is a 60-month term, which really is, 5 years. You can pay it down faster using some of those savings. But once that's done, you will be getting free electricity. So as you mentioned, there's psychological factors. There's a lot of peace of mind for the home and the family that comes with it, which are non-monetary benefits. But the monetary benefits are real once that asset is paid off. Some simple math says that if you've got maybe a larger home and you're spending 4,000 rand on electricity, you're freeing up close to 50,000 rands worth of cash on an annual basis for your home to use, whatever, whether it's school fees or investing in a university fund or whatever it may be. So there's a tremendous amount of long-term benefit with the assets, not only the value of the home, but certainly living in that home every day, and that home comfort is sometimes priceless when everyone's getting grumpy when there's no power.
Certainly makes for a very interesting investment case, especially if you are a homeowner thinking about the long-term benefits of biting the bullet in the short term. We'll leave it at that, Mark. Thanks so much for those insights. Mark du Plessis, who is executive head of the Luxy platform at Standard Bank. This interview was brought to you by Luxy, powered by the Standard Bank Group. Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with products and services from Luxy.
Welcome to Mzansi, where the vibe is always on, but the lights are off. Where we smile through dark times with the hope of a bright future. Where the grass seems greener on the other side, but we choose to go green here. Where Luxy helps improve your home's energy efficiency through quality products, solutions and services. Visit luxy.co.za to learn more about home energy efficiency. Powered by Standard Bank. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.